In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. And I'm going to be reading a scripture because it pertains to what happened last night. When Solomon had ended his prayer for the temple, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. When all the people of Israel saw the fire come down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed down on the pavement with their faces to the ground and worshipped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his hesed love endures forever." Anthony, kind of to describe what happened last night.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. And even as we speak, Jesus, I ask you to just release, Holy Spirit, just release everything you released last night upon St. John the Baptist. So as we were praising and worshiping the Lord, and Father Tom was leading us in song, you know, as our praises goes up, heaven and the glory comes down. So we were worshiping God. And all of a sudden, you know, like I could see the Lord was just sending down all of his angels, all of heaven. And you could just feel the presence of God. You could feel the whirlwinds of heaven coming into the church. You could feel in one moment the whole atmosphere had shifted. And we went from, you know, praising God and exuberant songs to it just being very soft. Soft, and we were just worshiping. And you know, when Jesus comes into Rome, before Jesus comes into any room on this earth, angels always precede him. So literally, as we switch from praise into worship, you could feel the presence of the angelic realm coming down. You could feel God's glory coming down. You could feel the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit just invading the room. Heaven was invading earth last night. We were living on earth as it is in heaven. But then in one moment, I truly believe Jesus himself came down from heaven. He was walking up and down the aisles, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Came to St. John the Baptist. He's walking up and down the aisles. And people were just being healed. You know, without even praying for anyone, everyone was just, you know, melting in the love of God. Melting in the love of God. Lord, I thank you even right now. You are releasing the love of the Father. We're being melted. The Lord was activating people in their spiritual senses. So that they were going to dream dreams from God, hear the voice of God. You know, at the end, as Jesus was coming up and down the aisle and touching everyone in the church, he was infusing them with his love. Jesus was infusing every person in there with his love. He was infusing every person within that church with his light, with his healing, with his presence, with his nature. You know, like the drop of water, the drop of holy water that goes in the chalice of wine during communion, and it becomes one substance. Jesus wants to fuse you, and he was fusing everyone within St. John the Baptist to become one substance with him, to become and to take on his divine nature. That we can love with Jesus' love, that we can see with Jesus' eyes, that when we pray, our hands are Jesus' hands, that he lives his life out through you, through you, through you. So yeah, it was just an encounter last night. We usually pray around 8 o'clock. I think we stayed a full extra hour just soaking in his presence. Just soaking in his presence. It's like if you sunbathe and you soak in the presence of the sun today, it's 100 degrees, you're going to get tan. But if you soak in the presence of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, you're going to become holy.
Jesus was walking up and down the aisles. I have never, since we've come here, experienced what we experienced last night. In the Old Testament, the priest could not enter the temple because the glory of God was in there. They would fall to their faces. The glory of God, how we need that. The glory of God to convert people. The glory of God to heal people. The glory of God just that we would soak in this presence of God. It's magnificent. And you know, it's God Almighty doing these things. We started worshiping, holy, 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 we were singing. And the power of God's holiness came down upon us. I said, this is a move of God. Don't miss it. This is a move of God. Some people wanted to come up and share. I had them sit down. There wasn't time to share. It was time to worship. It was time to receive. It was time to get into the presence of God that was all over the church. You see, these are the things that God wants to do because he converts his people by his presence. No matter what you do, you cannot make the presence come alive unless you're in the Spirit, unless you're singing, holy, 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 or worthy, worthy, worthy. Whatever you're singing, I tell you, the presence of God came down, and it was manifest. It was the manifest presence of God. And I want you to know that that manifest presence of God is available to you today. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. We need the presence of God. We need the heavenly presence. We are so schooled in the earth, and our children are being robbed of their innocence. We need the presence of God. Without the presence of God, you know what we do? We just do. We make just do. We make do. But when you've got the presence of God, you've got God falling upon people, Jesus walking among the people, Jesus healing the people, even before we prayed with them. It's the Lord who does the healing anyway. But even before we got praying with them, they were healed in the name of Jesus. We had a woman who 12 weeks ago walked in with a walker and could barely make it. Now, 12 weeks later, she's running up and down the aisles. And she was offered to go to Africa, but she needed $4,000 to go on a mission trip. So she got on her knees and said, Jesus, if you want me to do this mission trip, you've got to supply $4,000.
And clothes.
And guess what? The lady called, said, we have $4,000 and money for clothes. She's on her way to a mission trip. This is what happens in the glory. This is what happens. Someone I'm speaking to needs a car, and you're going to get it. The Lord's going to give you a car. He's going to give it to you. I used to have the ministry of giving cars away. They stopped right now. But I used to, for years, have the ministry of giving cars away. And you know, right now the Lord is saying to you, receive the car. And you say, I believe and I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. There's even people being healed right now from depression, from crippling anxiety that you're just been very fearful and you've been being tormented in your thoughts. In Jesus' name, I break that. I break that anxiety. I break those tormenting thoughts. I cast it to the cross of Jesus Christ. I wash it in the blood. There's a release of heaven right now. Everything that was being released last night at St. John the Baptist is being released over the radio. I see the gift of tears coming upon people. I see even a little girl who's been holding, you're not little anymore, but you've been holding trauma since you've been a little girl. And Jesus is just going into that deep, deep wound with you. And that little girl who is looking for love, affection, she felt abandoned. Jesus is just holding you in his arms right now. He's wrapping you up. He's saying, you are never alone. You are never alone. I love you. And I'm just supernaturally taking away the pain, the emptiness, and I'm filling you with my love, my joy, my peace, and my goodness. You know, Jesus, he exists in the eternal realm. And in the eternal realm, there's no time and space. Jesus can move into your past and heal you. He can move into your future and align your steps. A car is nothing to Jesus, because he's just looking for your trust and he's looking for your soul. So Jesus wants to give you your heart's desires if it's good for your soul. He wants to give you everything, but you got to trust him. You got to love him. You got to worship him. You got to lay down your life for him. You got to do not my will, but your will be done. You got to live as Mary lived on this earth and give God your fiat. You want to be a yes man. Are you a yes man or a yes woman for the Lord? Second by second, you give Jesus your yes, yes, yes. He's asking, will you trust me? Yes. Will you do this for me? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You want to be docile to the Holy Spirit, which just means we don't want to be set in our ways. The great thing about Father Tom in the prayer meeting and why the Holy Spirit comes and honors it, it's not his will, it's God's will be done. You know, the Holy Spirit has total freedom to move how he wants to move. We thought we were going to share, but all of a sudden heaven invaded earth as it is for you right now. And we froze. We let God melt us in his love. Will you let Jesus melt you in his love? Will you let God the Father melt you in his love? Will you let the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier, sanctify you by melting you in his love? The Holy Spirit, he's a person, and he has a personality, and you can hurt his feelings. You can grieve the Holy Spirit by not trusting him. By doing what you want to do instead of what you know God is calling you to do. And when we enter this divine life with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, everything becomes abundant. God is a God of abundance. He's abundant in healing today. He is abundant if you need provision. He's abundant if you need a car. He's abundant if you need love. The power source of heaven never runs out. You can draw everything from God. You can draw everything from heaven. And heaven wants to come inhabit you. You are the tabernacle. You're the living tabernacle of Jesus. He lives his life. He carries his ministry through you. He resides within you. He desires to use you. But you need to let him. So Holy Spirit, come right now. We just pray a release of your presence, a release of your healing. I call down the kingdom of God in Jesus' mighty name. And I just see the love of the Father and just the fire of the Holy Spirit filling you, filling you, filling you, and filling every area of darkness with the light of Christ. So you begin to enter into this divine union and live on earth as it is in heaven.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How we need to experience heaven. It's all about heaven. But you see, when we experience heaven, God gives us the power to go and bless people. To go and bless people. It's not just I experience heaven. Then I go to bless people. there was someone who came to me with a shoulder problem, and I felt the pain of his shoulder problem. I put my finger just where I was feeling the pain on this man's shoulder, and it was absolutely healed in a moment. It was the presence of God. It was the presence of God. How we need the presence of God. You need to pray for your priests. So many priests are so good, but they celebrate the Eucharist in 20 minutes. You need to pray for your priests that they would experience God's presence so that they would linger in the presence of God. That they would linger in the presence of God. How do we linger? We surrender. We surrender our lives. We surrender our lives to Jesus. We surrender our lives to the Holy Spirit. We surrender our lives to the Father. You know, surrendered life is when God works powerfully through people, because we've got nothing to give apart from Him. What do I have to give apart from Him? I have nothing to give apart from Him. So I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. Sing it. I surrender all to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. That's the good, the bad, and the ugly. We surrender all. The good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what He wants. That's what He wants. And if you haven't gone to confession lately, you need to make an appointment to go to confession. Amen. We have it at the St. John the Baptist every Saturday between 12 and 2. And on Wednesday between 7 and 8. Between 7 and 8.
Yeah, there's nothing that gives you the interior freedom that like the sacrament of confession. Yesterday, it was just such a blessed day. I was whitewater rafting in Maine with the children at the church. And we started the day with the healing and a glory service. And these high school, these children, they were asking Father Matt to go, that if they could go to confession. Because once you taste and see with these sacraments, and you surrender your life to the Lord, and you walk out of that confessional with every sin lifted off of you, every burden gone, and you're just floating on this earth, there's nothing quite like it. But this gift of the Holy Spirit, it's a free gift. It's not for only the people in the church. If you're listening, it's for you. You know, I was with young high school kids, started the day in Maine with a service, and we had Mass, and then we called down the Holy Spirit, and, you know, just laid hands on the kids and asked Jesus to just fill them. And, you know, these kids open to the Holy Spirit. It's not about how holy you are, how righteous you are. No, no. It's about how open you are, how surrendered you are. Because it's all about receiving. You can't earn your way into the Holy Spirit. It's a free gift for you. You just say, Holy Spirit, come. But, you know, I started the day, and I was just watching these kids in high school just being totally overwhelmed by the glory of God, by the Holy Spirit being touched, crying, laughing, just such a release for them, just such a release. And God is, they're going to go back to their school, and they're going to set their school on fire with the light of God. They walked out of there fully alive. When you see a Christian who's walking fully alive and their eyes are glowing and they're beaming with God, they're walking like Moses when he came off the mountain with the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit, with all of heaven reflecting off you, through you, in you, then everyone wants what you have, and that's how you evangelize. And that's how you just carry the light of God. But God wants to fill you with His light. You just need to ask Him. and you just need to let him. But then from there, we drove back from Maine, and then the glory of God came to St. John the Baptist. The glory of God's coming through your radio right now. It's just everything is a gift, and all you need to do is receive it. You know, I was looking, when we were rafting, we were in beautiful part of Maine, and I was looking at the trees and the sun and the clouds and the river. And God was just saying, showing me, he's like, I made this all for you. Not just me, for you. He made this world, he made nature, he made all this beauty for you. He made it for you out of love for you. And all you need to do is admire it, admire the world, and just give back God the love. Say, God, I love you and I thank you for my house. I love you and thank you for this car. I love you and thank you for these clouds, for this beautiful 100-degree day. It's okay. I love you for my air conditioner. We can love God for many, many things. But you know, life, God wants your life to be easy and smooth. And it's like a sailboat, and the Holy Spirit just blow upon your life. Let you guide you through life. He wants to guide you through life. He wants to guide you through life.
And it doesn't happen by trying.
Yeah.
Trying will get you nowhere. You've got to be open like a sponge.
Okay.
Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Trying just doesn't do it. When people come to be prayed with, some of them start praying. I say, don't pray. You're not to pray now. You're being prayed with.
You need to receive.
Just to receive what God is going to give you and what God is giving you now. You need to receive. And it's all about receiving. It has nothing to do with, well, you're a priest. Makes no difference. I deal with lay people that are holier than I am. And it's amazing. It's totally amazing. Because it's all about Jesus. It's all about surrender. It's all about his presence. And it's for you. I'm going to read this again. When Solomon had ended his prayer, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the house of the Lord. Why? Because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. They couldn't enter. They weren't able to enter. They would be pushed back because the glory of the Lord filled the house. When all the people of Israel saw the fire come down, and the glory of the Lord filling the temple, they bowed down on the pavement with their faces to the ground and worshiped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, for he is good and his hesed love endures forever. I tell you, sometimes the only thing to do is to fall on the ground and put your face on the ground. Oh, yes, that's worship. Let me tell you what I saw this morning when I went into the kitchen. Father Matt and some of the people that worked there were praying for Sandra. She hurt her leg, and they were praying that it get better and that she have no pain. And guess what? The pain left her. This is what happens in the rectory. It just should be happening every rectory, every church, every person who says that they're Catholic. Should be happening with you, in you, for you, and especially through you.
The glory of God is so present right now. It's present with you. What we're going to do for the last 2 minutes, the Holy Spirit showing me, Father Tom is going to sing. And as he sings, the glory of God is going to fall in your car. It's going to fall wherever you are. And in this glory is healing, there's life, there's everything. So as Father Tom said, just receive.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think, God's Son not sparing, he sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Sit in his presence. Let him love you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.